Now, revitalize your health on News Talk 610 CKTB.
Welcome to the Revitalize Your Health Show. I'm Aiko Iwashita, and joining me from the Revitalize Your Health Clinic in Niagara Falls is Shannon LaPointe. Hi, Shannon. Great to have you here today.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Shannon, you're the owner-operator of Revitalize Your Health Clinic, which is located within the Synergy Niagara Group, which encompasses multiple businesses, you know, working together to improve people's health. The location, Synergy Niagara, 4681 Ontario Avenue in Niagara Falls. But there may be opportunities for, let's say, other health and aesthetic practitioners that may want to join this collective?
Yeah, that's right. So it's the Synergy Niagara Health and Aesthetics Clinic. So there's a mixture of businesses that either fall into the health category or aesthetics category. So within the clinic already is Bare Aesthetics, which does laser hair removal, waxing for the facial areas, microneedling, PRP, IV therapy, Botox, filler, teeth whitening, all those aesthetic things. So that's the part of Synergy Niagara that's aesthetics, and we're welcoming new businesses in that fall under that category that maybe do different services than we already offer, such as lashes. Also, if somebody had like an injectable business where they're already doing Botox and filler, we would accept that as well. And then there's a lot of technology that falls under the aesthetics umbrella, like IPL and resurfacing, things like that. So a business that already offers those things would be welcome in the clinic. And then on the health side, we have Revitalize Your Health, which is a urinary and sexual health center, which helps people with, you know, urinary control, urinary leakage, as well as men with erectile dysfunction, premature ejaculation, and Peyronie's disease. So we have other businesses that fall under the health category as well, such as AcuNiagara, which is Chinese acupuncture. And we have TheraWorks, which offers registered massage therapy and custom-made orthotics. So that's sort of the health side of the clinic. And then we do have the two rooms available. So if you fall under the health category or aesthetics, we are looking to add two more businesses to the clinic. And when you rent here, you pretty much, you run your business independent. You can come and go as you please. You have a key and a security code to the clinic. It is monitored security, so it's safe and secure. Your belongings, everything, the area is good. It also includes all Wi-Fi bills. You're pretty much just paying your rent to be located here within the clinic. And then you benefit from being part of the Synergy Niagara Health and Aesthetics Clinic on the website, on Google My Business, on Facebook, on Instagram. So it's sort of like a way to double your exposure, because you'll have your own website and your own Google My Business and your own Facebook and Instagram, but you're also showcased through Synergy. So, you know, people searching for, let's say, laser hair removal will find my Bare Aesthetics business, but they're also going to find me through Synergy Niagara. So businesses entering the clinic also get to benefit from that double exposure. There's a directory on the outside window, which sort of showcases everybody who's in the clinic. Yeah, it's just a really nice space and we work well together. And then the other benefit is the cross referrals. So I have over 1,000 clients in my two businesses, and those people coming and going throughout the clinic will then learn about what else is located within the clinic. And we find that, you know, my client who comes for incontinence is now also doing massage therapy with, you know, TheraWorks, and, you know, they'll try Chinese acupuncture. So there's a really nice sort of natural way of getting added exposure through the amount of clients that are just naturally coming through the clinic. So it's quite a good place to locate.
You also have a shared receptionist area?
Yeah, so I hired a receptionist and she does reception for my two businesses. There is room for another receptionist if the business entering the clinic required that. And then probably if it's just a few reception items, then my receptionist might be able to handle that. It just depends how busy and established the business is that's already entering the clinic.
Okay.
We also, I actually forgot to mention that we also have Omega Laser quit smoking. So that's a laser treatment that helps people quit smoking. So they're also located within the clinic, and that would fall under the health umbrella.
So. Okay. So if anybody is looking to maybe be a part of the Synergy Niagara group and maybe rent a room, where should they go for contact information? Should they be contacting you, a website?
Yeah, you know what? I always give out my cell phone number. It's the quickest way to reach me, either by text or phone call. So that's 289-668-6797. My name is Shannon. So, you know, if you have more questions, that's probably the fastest way to reach me. You can also email info@revitalizeyourhealth.ca. So we can talk that way as well.
Okay. So when it comes to your clinic, the Revitalize Your Health Clinic, let's talk more about how you help people. And there's so many different services that you offer within your clinic.
Yeah. So Revitalize Your Health is a urinary and sexual health clinic. So I get a lot of people in both categories. So on the urinary side, it can be as simple as you get up in the night a lot to go to the bathroom, or you have a sudden urge to go to the bathroom and you can't quite make it, or even just that sudden urge that hits you quickly and that's bothersome, but you may not be leaking urine, or you have an enlarged prostate and you're having urinary issues. Men after prostate surgery who have incontinence after, we help a lot of those men. Leakage when you do activity like laughing, coughing, sneezing. That's called stress incontinence. We treat a lot of people with that. Pelvic organ prolapse, where women have, it happens more in women than men, but where your bladder sort of fallen out of place. It could be your rectum that's out of place, sort of falls into the vagina or into the middle pelvic area, and it causes a problem. So we help people with pelvic organ prolapse.
What do you tell people when they say, oh, well, it's just normal, or it's, you know, I've just had a baby, so it'll just get better on its own? What do you tell people who have that sort of thought?
Yeah, that mentality is there. A lot of people just think this is a part of aging, or like you said, I just had a baby, so, you know, I need to be patient with my body. And in some respects, that's true. For the woman who just had a baby, you do need some time to heal after going through something as serious as childbirth. But for some people, this problem persists, right? And the other thing is you want to think about what did your body just go through, and is it going to heal well doing nothing, or should you do something to sort of accentuate that strengthening process? So, you know, as a certified continence advisor, I talk to people about all parts of that. The other thing to remember is that people think, well, especially women after menopause think, well, this is just part of aging. I start to leak. I need a pad. I need a liner. It isn't just part of aging. It's common because you're aging, but doesn't mean you have to suffer with this. There are things that you can do. We talk about, you know, the treatments that we offer here at the clinic with the Imcella chair, but I also counsel people on how to do pelvic floor strengthening at home and, you know, what kind of things you may be eating or drinking that are contributing to your problem, or, you know, lifestyle behaviors and managing constipation. Like there's a lot that sort of plays a part in why you might be having incontinence. So people come in for a 1 hour free consultation, and, you know, that's a really important step. So just coming in and talking about your health and what's happening and letting me explain and educate you about why it's happening and what you can do to change it and what treatments you might want to use as well. And, you know, people don't always do the treatments, right? So some people can afford it, some people can't, some want to do it, some don't. But coming in for the consultation is so valuable. So the things I teach you and sort of the tips I can give you can really help a lot as well.
So you can, you know, discuss what's happening with them and, you know, why it's happening and how you're able to help. When it comes to the Imcella chair, when you're talking about, erectile dysfunction, what's happening with men when they're dealing with this? Could it be because, you know, maybe they're coming out of, let's say, prostate surgery, or is it just because, you know, things are happening in their life and they're dealing with it? How do you help these people, and what do you suggest they do?
So first of all, erectile dysfunction happens in like the percentage is like 40% of men in their 40s, 50% of men in their 50s, 60% of men in their 60s. So there's an exponential increase in the number of men that struggle with the quality of their erections. Okay. So as you age, you've got hormone levels dropping. The way you lived your life can contribute to a narrowing in blood vessels, which affects blood flow. The reason blood flow and the narrowing of vessels and all of this is important is because you need good blood flow and pressure in order to have a good erection. So that's the biggest sort of obstacle or the biggest problem or why it's happening to men is because they lack the blood flow that they need. So the treatments often sort of revolve around how are we going to increase the blood flow for these men. So when they come for the consultation, we talk about the lifestyle things that can improve their blood flow. And then we talk about the treatment things that can improve their blood flow. When we talk about the Imcella chair, it's actually FDA and Health Canada approved to help people with incontinence. So the urinary leakage side of things in most cases. But what happened was people came and sat on the chair to fix their problems with incontinence and then realized, well, I'm getting better erections and I'm reaching orgasm easier and my orgasms are stronger for both men and women. So, and women were noticing like vaginal laxity was improving, vaginal lubrication was better, less pain during sexual intercourse. So all these sexual sort of benefits were recognized by accident when people initially sat on the chair for urinary control. So the company, the BTL company, looked at, you know, why is this happening? And it makes sense because your pelvic floor muscles support your bowel, your bladder, and your sexual organs. So when those muscles are strong and holding everything in place the way they were meant to, everything that those muscles support get better. And that includes sexual function. Now, the reason it helps people sexually is so there's kind of multiple reasons for that. Number one is when you contract a muscle, which is what the Imcella chair is doing, it's causing your pelvic floor muscles to contract and get stronger. But when you contract any muscle in your body, blood flows to the area. And there's that increase in blood flow to the pelvic region that is helping people sexually. That increased blood flow helps with sensitivity and the erections, all of it. The other thing is your PC muscle gets stronger. So pubococcygeus muscle for men. And that gets stronger when you do the Imcella treatment. So, you know, it was found by accident, but it most certainly does help people improve their sex life. Now we have the other treatment called Gainswave, which is focused shockwave therapy here at our clinic. Some providers may use a radial shockwave device. The devices are very similar. It's just that focus has some benefits over radial in that it's completely painless procedure. And you don't need any kind of numbing cream. And you don't feel a whole lot happening during the treatment. But what it's doing is stimulating blood flow at a cellular level. So it's increasing blood flow to the penis or the vagina because we can do the treatment on men or women. So it's increasing blood flow to the genitals, which is improving sensitivity, giving better erections. It helps release nitric oxide, which helps to vasodilate those blood vessels, helps repair the blood vessels that are in that area that we're treating. So we've got multiple treatments, both aiming at increasing blood flow just in a slightly different way, which is why most people do both treatments because they work really well together for the sort of final outcome of increasing blood flow.
And you were saying that the Gainswave, you also use the term, you know, shock wave as well, but people shouldn't be concerned about that because like you said, it is not painful, correct?
That's right. It doesn't hurt at all. As long as it's a focused shockwave device, then it's not painful. I'm a Gainswave provider, and sometimes this confuses people because they're like, well, what's shockwave and what's Gainswave and why do I want Gainswave instead of shockwave? Well, Gainswave is really, it's a bit of a marketing tool, I'll say. So being a Gainswave provider means I have the most up-to-date protocols on how to treat people with my focused shockwave device. So I could have the Focus Shockwave device and not be part of Gainswave, but then I'm not privy to the most up-to-date protocols. So Gainswave is always doing studies and trying to figure out what's the best protocol and the best levels of energy and, you know, what's going to help people more. So I actually pay a lot of money to be part of the Gainswave network, to be part of a network of providers that help people all across the country, you know, to improve their erectile function and their sexual dysfunction. So my Focus Shockwave therapy device is painless, and I am a Gainswave provider, so I have the most up-to-date protocols in order to help you.
And if we go back to the Encella chair, just to give somebody a visual, it literally is like sitting in a chair. So what does the machine do, and how does it work as somebody just sits there for their one session?
So it's a circular chair. It's got a flat surface. It's actually quite a hard chair, so there's nothing overly comfortable about sitting in it, but it works amazing. So what it is an electromagnetic chair. So it causes involuntary muscle contraction. So you sit on the chair. We sit you in such a way that your perineum is targeted. So the perineum is the space between the vagina and the rectum, or the testicles in the rectum, because both men and women do sit on the chair. And what that does is, by targeting the perineum, we're able to access the pelvic floor muscles, which is sort of directly above. So the chair, it's kind of like a TENS machine. People are often more familiar with a TENS machine that causes like a muscle to twitch or contract. Well, that's what we're doing on a much larger scale. So we're doing that to target the pelvic floor muscles, which are sort of in your low abdomen, and we access it through the perineum. So you sit fully clothed, nothing painful about it. You can definitely feel the muscles contracting, and you can feel the intensity of sitting on the chair, but it's completely non-invasive and not painful at all. And it's causing those pelvic floor muscles to contract almost 12,000 times in the 28 minutes that you sit on the chair. So it does an amazing job at pelvic floor strengthening. So a lot of people, you know, women especially after having babies, or even as they go through menopause or progress through life, will go to their doctor at some point and say, I'm starting to leak urine. What do I do? And often the doctor will just, you know, oh, go do pelvic floor strengthening, do your Kegels. Sometimes they recommend a pelvic floor physiotherapist. What they don't do, though, is often explain in detail what a pelvic floor physiotherapist does. Now, I do work with pelvic floor physiotherapists, and for some clients, that's their preference to do that form of pelvic floor strengthening. So it's a way of manually strengthening your own muscles using Kegel exercises. So a pelvic floor physiotherapist is a specially trained physio who will, you know, they often insert their fingers into the vagina and the rectum in order to sort of access the muscles to be able to assess how weak the muscles are, and then to teach you how to do Kegel exercises and pelvic floor strengthening on your own. Now, there's nothing wrong with going this route. It just takes longer to get the pelvic floor strengthening result than it would if you came and sat on the Encella chair. Encella contracts the pelvic floor almost 12,000 times in those 28 minutes. Whereas if you go to pelvic floor physio or just do Kegels on your own, it's not going to be near to that intensity or that many times. So, you know, people do have options, and I talk about all the options when you come for a free consultation, and I let you try the Encella chair so that you have an idea what it is you'd be paying for.
Now, does it depend on how many sessions you would need due to the severity of one's disorder, or how many times do you think one person would actually need to come in for different sessions?
So it's a protocol of 6 sessions. So that's what was studied by the company and found to be enough sessions to strengthen pelvic floor muscles. Now, that is what the studies show, and that is what we generally start with, but everybody's different. So we never do less than 6, but some people can possibly need more. And it really does depend on the severity of their incontinence and what their medical history shows as well. So that's why during the consultation, I review everything from your medications, your surgery, your health history, and then all of your symptoms, everything you're eating and drinking. We review everything so that I can kind of give you a list of the things that are contributing to your incontinence. So some people are just wearing a liner and dribble a little bit. Other people are wearing 4 or 5 pads a day and they're saturating them. So there can be like a big variability in how severe incontinence is for people. The other thing is that, you know, the factors that contribute to incontinence, things like managing constipation. So if you're constipated all the time, you know, you're going to be straining those muscles that we're trying to strengthen. So if you come into me and we talk about it and you have constipation and you do pelvic floor strengthening, we want to also talk about how do we manage your constipation so that you stop weakening the muscle. So some patients are very good about listening to the recommendations that I give, as well as doing treatments. So people always do better if you sort of heed the recommendations as well as do treatments. And sometimes I have patients who, you know, they don't want to listen to any of the things that I have to say. They just want the treatment. So,
right.
You know, that's everybody's choice, right? I'm not pushy about that. I'm here to educate you and sort of encourage you to make some positive life changes at the same time. But in the end, after you do the 6 sessions, we do a 4-week follow-up. So I assess, you know, how much you've improved from the beginning. And then everybody has an option whether they want to do maintenance sessions. So, you know, people pay the money to strengthen their muscle. They can do that in a relatively short period of time, like 3 weeks. And then it's up to you how you're going to keep the muscle strong. So if you do Kegel exercises sort of consistently, manage your weight, manage your constipation, drink enough water, limit bladder irritants, you know, you'll do very well. And maybe you don't need maintenance. And then there are people who struggle with obesity and struggle with constipation and have a hard time giving up the bladder irritants. They may need a bit of maintenance. So I kind of deal with that on a one-to-one basis. Everybody's individual. So it's not the same for everybody.
Now, if somebody does want to come and see you, is this something that they need a doctor's referral for, or can they just simply call and book an appointment?
No, they can just book an appointment. Oftentimes, people have already been told by their doctor, do Kegels or go to physio. And those are the people who will definitely come and see me because, you know, physio, as much as it's like a great service, not everybody is okay with the intrusiveness of somebody examining their vagina and their rectum. So that isn't a service that everybody chooses, right? So those people will come to me. And then sometimes people have never talked to anybody about their incontinence. They haven't talked to their doctor or their friends or their partner. It's something that they're embarrassed or ashamed about, which they shouldn't be. It's very common. And it does tend to happen as you age. It just doesn't have to be something that you continue to struggle with. So you can just call the clinic directly, go through the website, fill out our contact form, or you can text us. There's many ways to get in touch with us, but you just book your own consultation and then we do the free consultation and then go from there if you choose to go forward with treatment.
Okay, so you can book your free consultation with Shannon, and want to give your text number once again if you want to text or call you?
Yeah, so let me just... Yeah, so if you want to text, it's 737-373-4273.
Okay.
So that's the direct text line for the clinic. If you want to call in, it's 289-296-5325. And then obviously you can go to the website, which is www.revitalizeyourhealth.ca. And there's a contact form on there that you can just fill out and then we'll reach out to you to book an appointment. So there's a few ways to get in touch with us, and you know, everybody's different in their comfort level when they're ready to seek help, but I always encourage people just to start with that free consultation because it's a no judgment zone. It's confidential. You know, I am a certified continence advisor, which is hard to find. There's not a lot of people certified to talk about incontinence, So, you know, it's valuable information that I'm going to give you for free, whether you do treatments or not. So it's definitely worth coming.
It's important to come in and discuss what's going on with you. Go and see Shannon LaPointe, owner-operator of the Revitalize Your Health Clinic. Thanks so much for talking to us again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for having me.
This has been Revitalize Your Health on News Talk 610 CKTV. For more information, visit their website, revitalizeyourhealth.ca.